Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right in our operations area. 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. Let's get the latest update on Tropical Storm Laura. Latest information I'm showing right here, 65 mile an hour winds moving west-northwest at 17 miles an hour. Let's look at the latest satellite here. You can see the structure has come off the coast of Cuba, now in the Gulf of Mexico right here. But you can notice a large size. You can see some of these rain bands outside of the center. We expect this to continue to move into the Gulf of Mexico and actually strengthen with time. So the latest forecast is right here, where we can see tropical storm force wind stretching about 140 miles out from the center. So it's once again, we talk about the impacts well outside that cone and well away from the center as well. Forecast to become a hurricane and even a major hurricane by the time we reach the coastline, the upper Texas coast over to Louisiana. So it's so incredibly important at this stage not to focus just on where that actual forecast is. Look at this cone, look at what can happen. So anywhere from portions of central Louisiana to the upper Texas coast, we expect the center could be anywhere in there two-thirds of the time. And it's important to note that anybody in these areas, anybody in this hurricane watch area, could expect hurricane force winds within the next 48 hours. As we move northward, we're still a tropical storm into portions of East Texas and into Louisiana, and bending over into Kentucky and Tennessee, any one of these areas could see some significant impacts. Let's look at some of the arrival of some of these winds. Looking here, some of those tropical storm force winds could reach the Louisiana coast, Plaquemines Parish or so, Wednesday morning, and then through the day by Wednesday evening, reaching further inland into the coastline of Texas and Louisiana. The highest probabilities of those tropical storm force winds are in these yellows, oranges, and the purple area. They've got the highest probability. But I wanted to show something, the highest probability also of hurricane force winds right around the center. But if you notice around Lake Charles, back over to Galveston, any one of these areas could see those hurricane force winds. So some of the other impacts associated with this system, we have the winds, we also have the heavy rainfall, not just coastal, but stretching through Louisiana into Arkansas with time, even into Tennessee and Kentucky with heavy rainfall. So some of these areas could get anywhere from 8 to 10 inches, maybe even 12 inches of rain, and that could provide dangerous flash flooding in any one of these areas. So not just coastal, think about the rainfall as we move inland as well. The storm surge, one of the most dangerous factors in these tropical systems, the most deadly factor in the tropical system. So look at some of these values. I mean, you go back to Galveston Bay, 2 to 4 foot of storm surge, depending on the track. So some of these areas, this is the maximum that you could see. We're gonna refine that forecast with time. High Island area, 4 to 6 feet. But look at some of these values over Sabine Lake, Calcasieu Lake, Vermilion Bay, 7 to 11 feet, and even towards Morgan City, 4 to 6 feet. So that storm surge, well outside the cone, well away from the center. You got to be ready for that. Listen to those local officials and be prepared and stay safe. So this is the latest information on Tropical Storm Laura here from the National Hurricane Center.